A Delaware school district has suspended four administrators for mishandling complaints about the credentials and behavior of a school trauma counselor who was charged last month with raping a five-year-old family member. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story.
A psychologist at Nemours Children's Hospital told the Brandywine School District that Lombardi Elementary counselor John Irvin Arnold had been confrontational and had accused the hospital of misdiagnosing a child being treated for autism.
There was a back and forth. Mr. Arnold believed that the child had mood disorder, and apparently Mr. Arnold had had inappropriate remarks.
That's Brandywine Superintendent Lisa Lawson. She said officials who received the therapist's email that questioned Arnold's credentials didn't notify her or the HR office.
We have found that there were internal missteps and there was a failure to elevate concerns to our human resources department.
WHYY News reported in July that the state had erroneously certified that Arnold had master's and doctorate degrees in psychology from Ohio University, which he never attended. Brandywine is still investigating the matter and pondering further discipline. Meanwhile, State Senator Brian Pettyjohn wants the state to review not only how Arnold's bogus degrees were verified, but the entire credentialing process.
With everything that we have in place, with the technology out there and these records and the electronic systems that are out there, why can't the Department of Education verify somehow systematically that the credentials that somebody is presenting have actually been awarded by an institution of higher learning?
Arnold faces charges of first and second degree rape and is being held on $1 million cash bail. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.